WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic.com, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little more grace and maybe a lot more laughter. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that can feel like a big awe monster hiding under the bed. Thea. You know that sneaky voice whispering doubts in your ear, holding you back from taking that leap, trying to convince you that staying safe means staying stagnant. Yeah, let's banish that beast. Because fear, my friends, is an illusion, and courage. Courage is a superpower we all have within us. Think about it. Fear is basically like the alarm system in your brain, warning you of potential danger. It's evolved to keep us safe from things like lions, hopefully not too many lions these days. But sometimes that alarm gets stuck on high alert, even when there's no actual saber-toothed tiger around. Ever felt paralyzed by a presentation at work? Or hesitated to ask someone out because your inner critic started screaming about rejection? Thus, fear whispering its little tales of doom and gloom. But here's the kicker. We have the power to rewire that alarm system. We can choose to listen to the voice of courage instead. So, how do we go from scaredy cats to fearless champions? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. First things first. Recognize and acknowledge your fear. Don't try to bury it or pretend it doesn't exist. The more you ignore it, the louder it gets. Think of it like that annoying pop song stuck in your head. Once you name it, you can start to get rid of it. So, what are you afraid of? Write it down, talk about it, and let those feelings out into the open. It's liberating. Second, challenge those fear-based thoughts. Fear often thrives on assumptions and worst-case scenarios. So, when your inner critic starts spouting negativity, ask yourself, is this thought really true, or what evidence do I have to support this fear? Most of the time, you'll find that your fears are based on shaky ground. Third, break down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Think about a mountain you want to climb. It seems daunting, right? But if you break it down into individual hikes, each one becomes less intimidating. The same goes for overcoming fear. Start small, celebrate your successes, and gradually work your way towards your bigger goal. Fourth, celebrate your courage. Every time you step outside of your comfort zone, even in small ways, give yourself a high five. Acknowledge the bravery it takes to face your fears head-on. This positive reinforcement will help build your confidence and make it easier to keep pushing forward. And finally, remember that everyone feels fear. You're not alone in this. Even the bravest people experience moments of doubt and hesitation. The difference lies in how we choose to respond. So, let's not let fear control us. Let's use it as fuel to ignite our courage and create lives filled with purpose and adventure. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this point. A few years ago, I had the amazing opportunity to go skydiving. Talk about facing your fears head-on, right? I was terrified the thought of leaping out of a perfectly good airplane made my stomach do somersaults. But something inside me said, go for it. So I took a deep breath, jumped, and let's just say the view from up there was absolutely breathtaking. The feeling of exhilaration after that jump, it was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. And you know what? The fear didn't disappear completely, it was still there, but it wasn't in control anymore. I realized that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's about acting despite it. So, my friends, let's go out there and embrace the power of courage. Let's face our fears head-on, celebrate our victories, and create lives filled with purpose and adventure. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What are some ways you've overcome fear in your own life? Leave a comment below or connect with me on social media. And remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep calm and conquer those fears.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.